Proclamation number 3549 of 15th of September, 1945. No destruction. Only reshaping. It is within my power to destroy everything that opposes me, and thus I would also have to declare war on people who do not acknowledge me, who act against my commandments and thus oppose me. If love for my living creations did not prevent me from doing so and determine me to help them so that they will find me. For love for that which I have created remains eternal, and it always finds means for the recovery of that which believes itself to be able to distance itself from me. My love and my mercy are intent on giving life back to that which is dead in spirit. For what is of me I do not destroy eternally. It remains in existence, merely remaining in a more or less blissful state. And therefore my love and my mercy take the place of my power and strength. I spare the transient and give the imperishable the opportunity to find its way back to me. But the spiritual itself determines the duration of time through the duration of its resistance against me. The spiritual being has been allotted a period of time for its liberation, which it can shorten or also lengthen through its own will, depending on its attitude towards me. If this period has expired and the spiritual being has not yet been redeemed, then I will nevertheless not completely let it fall, even then I will still protect it from destruction and help it again to new possibilities to reach its final aim and to become free from form and enter the spiritual kingdom as a blissful being. But the process of becoming free does not happen arbitrarily, but it unfolds according to my eternal plan of salvation. And thus every event has already been predetermined since eternity, for I have known since eternity about the degree of maturity of every individual soul as well as of the entire human race. I know about the degree of maturity of the spiritual in the entire universe, and my will and my strength will also be active accordingly. Permanent possibilities of change are a prerequisite for the spiritual's development, and permanent transformations are therefore my will and my work. As long as a form is used for further development, it remains in existence. If it is left unused, it passes away purely materially and the spiritual takes on the new form according to its will to be active. If the state has now occurred that all my works of creation on earth no longer fulfill their purpose, that material creations are destroyed by my adversary's will using the human being's will, that people themselves do not make use of the time on earth by surrendering their will to my adversary for their liberation, for their final redemption, then the earth will also no longer exist in its present form but the spiritual substance in and on it will require other forms, and my love corresponds to its need. It lets the old pass away and something new arise, so that the will, the degree of maturity and the love of the spiritual substance on the old earth is taken into account. That it revives the form again to which its love and will applies. And whether it also appears as if my power and my will is active to finally destroy what is opposed to me. My love and my mercy only create new possibilities for the spiritual, which does not yet recognize that it can develop upwards. For my love does not rest until the spiritual reaches its aim, which once originated from me and shall return to me again. Amen.